Hello, welcome once again. This is Candid Cast with your host, Lucky Egede. Thank you for staying with us if you are a returning subscriber. And if it's your first time of tuning into the Candid Cast, do click the notification button. We want to have you informed of our publications. Each time it comes, you will get a notification on your phone. And you will also be able to see all past episodes. We have been on for over a year now, and we have had series of teachings that we are very hopeful will transform your life and take you to where you are supposed to be. Thank you for staying with us. We are continuing our studies on connections and networking. Connections and networking. This is the fourth episode. We have talked about the need for connection. We have talked about effective communication as a tool for good connection, good networking. We have said we need each other. So all these have been discussed in past episodes. We talked about the types of relationship that we get involved in from time to time and from age to age. And we also talked about the place of effective communication and the importance of effective communication, the gains of it. So we'll be continuing today with communication as a tool for effective relationship. Good communication is necessary for effective relationship. And we'll be majoring on these tools. We'll be talking of active listening. We'll just major on a single tool today, active listening. So now that we know relationships are necessary and good communication is very important, let's learn to be the partner that foster effective communication in building relationships. So, number one, active listening. Others will come in subsequent episodes. So what do we understand as active listening? We listen attentively to others. This shows that we value and respect them. We are all humans. And when you are speaking and somebody listens, you feel accepted. The same way you will expect that other people will feel accepted when you patiently listen to them. You respect their thoughts and feelings, and this helps to build and strengthen relationships. So how can we practice this active listening? And how do we know if we are lacking in this vital quality? By the time we finish, the aim of today's episode is that you'll be able to conclude for yourself whether you're an active listener or it is a quality that you need to develop. Number one, an active listener does not judge before hearing. Don't judge a matter before you hear it. Active listener enters every conversation with open mind. Do not conclude you know what the speaker intends to say. You know, sometimes you want to say something and somebody says, I know what you are thinking. You don't know what anybody is thinking. In William Shakespeare's play, Hamlet, King Duncan, while reflecting on the appearance of women and how deceptive it can be, said, there is no art to find the mind's construction on the face. And from the Bible perspective, say man looks at the face, God looks at the heart. It is from the heart that you find intention, and you cannot find it on the face, and you cannot guess what somebody is thinking. So don't attempt to guess what somebody is thinking. Let him speak. Hear him out and know exactly where the person is going. The last line of that person's speech may actually be what will bring out, or that his conclusion is where you know exactly where is going. Number two, an active listener gives speaker undivided attention. When somebody is speaking, focus entirely on the speaker. Don't allow any distraction. Don't fiddle with your phone and tell the person, speak on, I can hear you. You cannot hear when you are punching your phone. No whispering to other persons and say, speak on. Don't bother that I'm speaking to another person. I can still hear you. Somebody says multitasking. Yeah, you don't multitask in communication. You're either listening to me or you're not listening to me. So if you find people who get understanding, there are people who give undivided attention to the speaker. Most of the time we go to church, I say most of what I have learned, I learned from the church. Going to listen, church is a school that covers literally every subject under heaven. You can learn from there. But people come out from church and say, oh, they preached today. I say, what did you hear? Say, it's in my notebook. No, it cannot be in your notebook. It ought to be in your head. And these daily devotionals that we read, they're highly educative. If we sit down to actually give attention to the speaker and what he's writing, his opinion, don't whisper to other people and don't try to listen to two people at the same time. To convince the person, number three, to convince a speaker that you are hearing, use body language. When somebody is speaking and you nod, you maintain eye contact, you are not too relaxed, you shift forward on your chair like somebody who is hearing. When you lean forward, so this person will know you are caught in rapt attention. These activities are always active listeners' way of showing he's interested in what the speaker is saying. If you don't practice these things, then you are not an active listener. Number four, an active listener asks questions or suggests a clarification. You may paraphrase what the speaker has said to show what you understood, and let the speaker decide whether what you understood is exactly what he intended to communicate. Like when you frame questions like, do you mean, or are you really saying this? When you say such things, the speaker is able to come back, rewind, explain to you further in case what you are picking is different from his intention. At the end of the day, two of you will have a very good agreement. You must show inquisitiveness. A good listener shows inquisitiveness. Make the speaker to say more by just interjecting with words like, this is amazing, please tell me more about it. It's just like when somebody, it happens more in history lessons. If you see, if you are reading some books, we say it's a suspense book. When I was reading a book, The Origin of Poverty and Prosperity, and he said, why some nations are poor and others are rich? You want to see the next and the next and the next and the next, and see the wickedness of human beings. How a tiny country like Britain, Spain was the first to start the art of colonization, go kill a lot of people in their home place to acquire wealth and bring the people under subjection. You want to see more and more and more of how those things happen. So let's look at number six, no interruption. An active listener is patient and will allow speaker to finish whatever he has to say before answering or airing an opinion. This shows respect and consideration for the speaker. Then number seven now. You summarize at the end of the conversation, when the person has finished speaking, briefly summarize what you have heard to confirm your understanding, to be sure what you are taking away is exactly what the person is communicating. So let's look at relational benefits of active listening. We have said active listening helps to build relationship. What are the benefits we get from this in relationship? First, there's improved understanding. When you listen actively to somebody, no judgment before hearing, you ask questions, you seek clarification, you live there with the speaker and the hearer understanding each other and reaching an agreement. It ensures that both parties fully understand the message being communicated, leading to better cooperation. When we disagree, we don't cooperate, we work at cross purposes, and it is destructive to a team. So it is healthy for a relationship to have what is said as what is heard and what is understood without prejudice or judgment or interfering before hearing the conclusion of the matter. Number two, relationships get stronger. It gets stronger. When you listen actively to somebody and the communication conveys exactly in a concise manner what is said to the hearer, and the hearer gets an understanding of it, you build trust, you build rapport between the individuals and between team members. So whether personally or professionally, if you listen actively without judging or interrupting the flow of communication, you earn the trust of people, and they become willing to lay down their guard and dare to be vulnerable. You cannot thrive in a relationship if you are not willing to be vulnerable. In a relationship, you become open. You are willing to be vulnerable. You know, man, from the first man that was created, man has always learned how to hide. Say, where are you? He said, I heard your voice and we went into hiding. So from that time, man has been hiding. Nobody wants to be exposed. I don't want you to know me. If you know everything about me, you are not likely to like me. That's why we hide. Number 3, benefit of active listening is that you eliminate disagreements. It helps to de-escalate tensions and encourages open dialogue during disagreements. So when you interrupt a speaker to air your considered opinion, you show the other person, that's the speaker, that what he was saying was not important and that you have a better version. This will lead to argument because the speaker wants to prove that what he's saying is right. You want to prove that what you have a better opinion. Everyone wanting to assert himself or his own position or opinion. This is often the cause of contentions in relationship, and we need to move against that. Okay, the 4th benefit of active listening is that it helps hearer to see things from the speaker's perspective. This will foster emotional connection. There is always a reason somebody takes a position. And if you listen very well, that's like what we say, reading between the lines. You are able to know, this is why this person is saying what he's saying. Look at where he's coming from. There was a video I watched recently where 2 students were in heated argument over the color of a board. Somebody says it's a white board, the other one says it's a black board. Somebody says it's white, the other says. And the teacher entered the class and looked at them and asked them to switch sides. You come to this side. The board was actually black on one side and white on the other side. Each person was speaking from his own perspective, his own viewpoint. By the time they switched sides, the one that was calling black was seeing white board. The one that was calling white was seeing black board. So when we switch sides, taking the other person's position, you'll be able to understand why he was saying what he was saying. I remember Eddie Murphy's film Trading Places. It was very interesting. Somebody who felt that the black man was stealing and cannot allow money to rest, money that does not belong to him, because it's in the nature of blacks to steal. And the owner of the organization switched the position, made him to occupy the position of the black man and put the black man in the position of the white in the organization. And he saw all the benefits that was given to the white, that was now given to the black. The black started living well and was very grateful and working hard and was very honest. And the white started stealing from the organization because he could not survive on his pay. His bills could not be paid. And he started taking those things that he would ordinarily not take. That was Eddie Murphy's Trading Places. Sometimes trade places with the speaker. You'll be able to understand exactly where he's coming from and why he's thinking the way he's thinking. His flow, you will relate better with people when you understand where they are coming from. And finally, better collaboration. Effective listening will create better collaboration in teams. It will encourage contributions, foster a collaborative environment, and growth of team members. This will increase productivity as they will achieve better results. We will continue in our next episode with more tools for effective communication. As we draw the curtain today, we encourage you, stay tuned to the Candid Cast, and thank you for staying with us. God bless you.